Thank you so much for joining us on WDKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. Rob Center's got the day off, so I guess I could say that I'm self-producing the show today. But we're very glad to say that we have some guests here to talk about the spring musical at the Shikellamy School District. Ellen Boyer is here, Director of Theater and Forensics at Shikellamy. Thanks for coming in, Ellen.
Thank you, Mark. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, always glad to see you, and we know something's up when you are here. What is up is The Lightning Thief, the Percy Jackson musical is here. If you're not familiar with the Percy Jackson books, we'll call them sort of fantasy?
A little bit of fantasy, a little bit of reality, teen, very much a young adult series. It's a little bit like Harry Potter meets the gods of Mount Olympus.
Ooh,
in a
like
very
that.
Modern day setting.
I do like that, yeah, and very popular. They're well known.
Very popular.
Among people younger than me, which is almost everybody.
Me
but
too, Mark.
we're trying not to dwell on that. So, yeah, we're not talking about our times at Shikellamy only 30 short years ago or so. All right, well, we have some great students here who are in the play. Angel Masonette. Okay, I'm giving it too much emphasis, and it's stung me. Angel Masonette plays Percy Jackson. Welcome aboard. What grade are you in? Where are you from?
I'm in 11th grade. I'm from Sunbury, Pennsylvania.
All right, fantastic. And you are playing Percy Jackson. Is that a burden? That's quite the character. I mean, it's the main character in everything.
This is the first time I've done something of this amount, like, for the like the theater department, and I, other than like the natural nerves I have, I'm actually extremely excited to play a character that I grew up with as like a 7-year-old. Like reading the books were always one of my favorite things with my older brother, and now the fact that I get to play as him is kind of a dream come true.
Tell me, you have been him in the past at least once or twice around the house, right? Come on, go ahead and admit it.
Plead the fifth.
Okay. Let's just say that there is a cape in the closet in case he needs that for any other purpose or a costume. Well, next to you is George Shearer is here. He plays Grover. Now, who is Grover in the play?
Grover is Percy's best friend. He's there throughout the entire story, and he's there to help Percy through his awesome adventure that comes. He has a lot of baggage, but he also has a big secret that I'm not going to spoil anything yet. You just got to come see the show.
Don't tell me if they ever find the lightning bolt. I don't want to know anything like that yet.
I can't confirm.
I want to be surprised. And you're a young man from Sunbury?
I'm from Norrie.
From Northumberland. And a senior, junior?
Yep, I'm a senior.
You're a senior. Do we have all seniors here today?
Except for Angel, yes.
Okay, fantastic. All right, so, yes, and George Shearer, since everybody in our audience is saying, I wonder, yes, he's AJ's grandson, so we'll get that right out of the way. And Angel is a nephew of Dr. Gittins, or Mr. Pastor Gittins. Next, Olivia Weaver. Of course, everybody knows Pastor Weaver around here. Plays Annabeth. So, Olivia, welcome on board. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
I really appreciate it. Now, tell me about the part that you play, Annabeth. What's her role?
Well, Annabeth is an extremely smart and driven young woman who is ready to do anything to achieve her goals. And I have just been honored to play her character as somebody who's ready to do anything.
How much Olivia is in there?
Quite a lot. I'm not going to lie.
I was just going to say, I've had the luck to meet you a couple of times over the past couple of years, and fighting for virtue is one of your good attributes. So this is something that kind of fits you. Is this actual typecasting, would you even say?
You know, I cast the talent that I have, and I often choose the show for the talent that I have. And we have an amazing cast led by 9 very, very strong seniors who are going to be doing their last musical at Shikellamy. And then we have a lot of underclassmen coming up. There are about 27 in the entire cast. The show was originally written for 7 people, but you're allowed to expand it. So taking a 7-person off-Broadway musical and expanding it to a main stage big production musical has been quite a challenge, but the students have been amazing. One of the things about the show, too, is that Percy, Annabeth, and Grover are all half-bloods. That means they have a mortal parent and they have a Greek god as a parent, yes, in the play. And so their story is that conflict between the godly powers they possess plus the mortal side of their upbringing, and then they've got to resolve that. And so half-bloods are sort of caught between the real world and the fantasy world of the Greek gods. So
Really,
we've got monsters, we've got great dancing. It's really an exciting show.
Well, let me meet Cameron, and then we'll talk a little bit more about the play. Cameron, introduce yourself, grade and town, and tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Hi, I'm Cameron Booker. I live in what I call the outskirts of Sunbury, Pennsylvania. I'm a senior, and I'm playing Mr. Brunner in the upcoming musical.
And who's Brunner?
Yeah, Mr. Brunner. He's basically the father figure and teacher to not only Percy Jackson, but to all the half-bloods, really.
Okay, so kind of a mentor. And is there any typecasting there? I don't know you, but you seem like you're a natural-born leader within the group.
Well, I'm probably one of the only people in the cast who really knows a lot about Greek mythology, such as Mr. Brunner, so a bit of tight casting there.
And there's some nerdism there. Am I detected? Is that light going off accurately in my brain?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, good. Well, good for you. Well, fantastic. And folks, I'm going to have you run some lines and do a little bit of a song, if you would, in a moment. But I just want to say, what will folks see on stage? This is a fantasy play, so I expect to see some lights and sound.
You're going to see lights. We've got a fantastic lighting design. And as I said, the worlds of their real world and then the fantasy worlds collide several times. So there's amazing stage combat sequences that we worked very, very hard on. But all of the combat is designed to represent children at play. So the swords are wooden and the weaponry are household items as opposed to real actual weapons. So
right.
It's kind of got that child at play fantasy feel to it. You're going to see great dancing, really modern upbeat score, and we have a live band for the first time in 20 years at Shikellamy. So we have three guitars, keyboard, and drums
In
our pit.
Wow.
Yes, we have a live pit led very beautifully by Brett Hosterman, and so we're really excited about that.
Fantastic. Okay, let's hear a little bit of the play, just some lines, if you can do some verbal lines. You guys can speak out loud to each other. You don't have to whisper. What do you want to do?
Go west and face the treacherous lord.
It's got to mean Hades, right?
Why Hades?
The underworld is in Los Angeles.
Actually, I'm not surprised.
Hades has always been jealous of his brothers. And with every war, his own kingdom expands. If he's stolen the bolt to incite a war between Zeus and Poseidon, we have to stop him. And I'm afraid by we, I mean you.
What?
A hero's quest. It's only the biggest honor a half-blood can get.
Fantastic. I'll tell you what, this is going to be great. I can't wait. And plus, the theater's got a great sound system, so you're going to hear every word of this like we just did. So, fantastic. All right, well, it is a spring musical, so we need some music. Do you have it back up from the mic about 6 inches? Because otherwise you'll overwhelm them with your singing voice, your outdoor voice, you might call it. And are you ready, Cameron? You got a note for us?
Yes. I just kind of have my Chromebook here on full blast.
Yep.
I hope that's all right.
Yep, that's all good. We'll get her going.
All right, you guys ready?
Guys, we got this. You ain't shot this. Yo, I know your train of thought is that there ain't no way in Hades I will win. All your worries come in flurries, but we best do freaking furies. Look how far we come, we can't give in. It's 1 foot forward at a time. Dust off all that grit and grime. We still got a lot left to do. 'Cause people are counting on us, and I'm counting on you.
Oh, Lord.
Drive, just drive. Stay ahead and stay ahead and stay alive.
We ain't got
no time for moping when we're working and we're coping. So pedal to the metal and drive.
St. Louis, everybody off.
Oh, really nicely done. Boy, Rent's got nothing on you guys. You sound fantastic. How do you whoop them into shape? How do you do this, Ellen?
Oh, we just try to have as much fun as possible. And, you know, we try to we really try to serve the story. So we work really hard at that and just take it one step at a time, kind of like the beginning of Drive. We got to take a step at a time on our quest. And our quest is an excellent show for a wonderful audience.
All right. Well, I'll open up the mic to any one of you with a quick remark about Ellen. How is it to work with the quintessential professional? Olivia, I see you moving forward. Please.
Well, Mrs. Boyer has been in my life for about 5 years now, and she has been incredibly helpful to me every step of the way. She has taught me so much about theater, acting, and everything backstage. It's really been a dream come true to have her as a mentor.
Yeah, and you're all lucky to have it. I mean, she really just a go-to person in Pennsylvania and really, I think, the nation, one of the top 10 in the nation, really, for theater and has been this for Shikellamy for a couple of decades.
Just
a fantastic. We'll just leave it at that. We'll concede we're in our 60s, and we won't go any farther, and we'll just stop right there. Well, thank you all so much for all you're doing for Shikellamy. I mean, you're raising up the quality of education for all of us just by doing this and stepping forward. And thank you, Ellen. Thank you, everybody, for coming on Sunrise today.